everyone. This is Chris Cahill coming to you live from SkidRowStudios.com, and that is real radio on the internet. The name of my show is Psychic Every Day, and welcome, welcome. It's Wednesday, July 10th, 2013, and as I mentioned, I'm coming to you live, and I'm here Wednesdays from 7 until 8 o'clock Pacific time. Every Wednesday, you will find me here. And I love doing a live show because I love to talk to you. So just letting you know, a couple good things that happen with live shows. Number one, I'm taking callers through the show tonight in a little while. And the number is 1-800-893-9562. And there's another thing too. We are now live streaming at Skid Row Studios. So you can watch the show while it's happening, which is really, truly exciting. I'm sitting here with my headphones on talking to a microphone, and it's just like, wow, wowza. And I've got Mindy over here on the boards. Good evening, Mindy.
Hey, how's it going?
It's awesome. It's so nice to see your smiling face through that window every week.
Thank you. Yay. It's fun to work on your show.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Not that we're all so nice around here. We like each other.
Yeah, it's a nice studio.
It is. It's great. Very, very fun. So if you want to see how cool it is here, go to livestream.com and you can get yourself a free account and watch the shows that are streaming. There's a lot of shows that stream live out of this studio. And I haven't even introduced what my theme is for tonight yet, but I'm going to get there. It is the second Wednesday in July, and I kind of set themes. I really like to work with themes and topics and just sort of work the energy of a specific topic for a little while. And how do I pick those topics? I kind of pick them out of, oh, I don't know, I see them, I feel it, it comes to me. I just have an inkling of this is exactly where I want to be working this month, and I see the energy of it. And my theme for the whole month of July is create the future. So last week, the first Wednesday in July, I did a show called Predict Your Own Future, how to predict your own future or that you do. And tonight's show is creating a new vision. That's the theme. And I'm going to be going into that, what that means and what I'll be getting into with that theme in just a little moment here. But a couple of things I want to mention. So yes, I'll be giving readings during the show, but I'll also be talking about and kind of taking apart this whole picture of what does it mean to create a new vision and you know, just different ways that you might want to go about playing with that yourself. In fact, you already are. It's something that is kind of happening on the whole planet right now. And another way to describe creating a vision, a word to use to kind of describe what that means is clairvoyance. Clairvoyance is about creating a vision. It's really about seeing energy and seeing pictures or seeing energy or other people's energy, your own energy, the energy of any particular situation or something, you know, whatever you're looking at. Everything's energy. But clairvoyance is also about creating those pictures. It's not just about going to look at them all over the place and see what you see. That's fun to do and it's really important to be able to do. But creating the picture yourself, creating your own vision. If you see what it is that you would like to have, if you can see your own pictures, your own vision, if you decide to start doing that and to do it consciously, it's easier to create what you really want. So it all starts with a vision. It all starts with that, how do you see it? And that is what we're going to be getting into, which is really yummy and exciting. I love this topic. This is one of my favorite, very favorite ones to work with and to write about and to talk about. You know, it's something that as an artist, I've been an artist my whole life. Before I even knew I was a psychic, I was already making art since I was a little kid. And I always had pictures about what I wanted to make. I always had a vision about how I wanted something to turn out or how I saw that this thing could go that I was painting or I was sewing or putting together or making. And you, as whatever it is that you do in your life, whether you create art visually or you write or you make music or you do something completely different. You know, actually, I don't see it as being that different. You're making art. Your life is your art on top of everything else. So you start to create the vision of your life and you're creating art. And that's where it gets kind of really cool. One thing I learned in art school was how to copy different masters. And, you know, I didn't do a whole bunch of this, but when I was in painting classes, several times there were instructors who had us copy part of a painting, a famous painting by one particular famous master or another. We, you know, we'd usually get to choose somebody, but it had to be in a certain time period, a certain kind, you know, from a certain era in the world of art. And I remember copying this part of this painting. I can't even remember who it was, years and years ago. And I was so bored with the idea of doing it before I went in to do it. And then I started doing it and I started realizing, wow, there is so much more to the crafting of this piece of art than I had given it. You know, I couldn't even really see the painting until I started going to copy it. And then I started realizing, oh, now I understand that a glaze creates a certain kind of, you know, color and all the rest of it, like just different little painting things I was trying to figure out or learn. And it, you know, it was interesting for a little while to do it, but no matter what I did or how good I was copying, I was still copying someone else's picture. When you go to create your picture for your life, that might be sometimes what you do a little bit of. You know, you can really be inspired by somebody or very influenced by how someone else does it, how someone else has been, you know, being a pop star or being a famous writer or being, you know, an actor or being whatever. And you might be really inspired by and kind of copying that particular person. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's lots of fun to do. And it's fun to pretend, you know, to pretend that you get to play this role. But it's always going to be a copy. And the person who created that original vision is the one who has it. And even though it's really fun to go put on the costume and go play, you know, the impersonators out there who do a great job are really brilliant. I'm not saying anything negative about any of that. That's actually, they're creating something too, because they're creating a beautiful impersonation. And that's very real. But when you go to create your own life, if you don't look for your own vision and start to create from those pictures that are truly yours, it will always feel like a copy to you, and it will always kind of look like one to others. And I'm not saying, you know, make this about everybody else and what they're saying you're doing right or wrong. I tend to go from you, like what you want to do. If you want to create your vision for your life, whatever that vision is, it is your art. And it does come down to you deciding to create the pictures. And that's where we get into creating a vision. The number here is 1-800-893-9562. I am Chris Cahill coming to you live, and I am going to be offering readings. In fact, I am offering readings throughout the evening, throughout this show, actually. So call on in. Now, clairvoyance is one way that you, getting back to my July theme, one way that you start to predict your future too. If you're creating a vision, if you're deciding to see you and create your pictures of you and how you want to be and what you want to do with your, you know, how you see yourself, then you're also going a long way toward actually predicting, getting into the, how do you predict the future? Well, you start to create. And, you know, there's no guarantees for anything, but you really, by putting your energy in the direction of what you would like to see, of what you would like to be, of how you see you can be, you do go a long way toward predicting that. I wrote a blog post today, a brand new one, and it's called "The Future You Predict May Be Yours." And it's, you know, you'll find it at psychiceveryday.com. If you went to my blog, you would see it right on the front page. It's the first, you know, the most recent post. And this woman named Haley, who reads my blog, wrote a really lovely comment. And I just got it right before my show started. And I want to read it because I really like it. And she wrote, "Thank you for that insight and energy in creating your future. I agree most intensely with your theory. I use this kind of energy vision daily. It helps me with my choices and feels very satisfying at the end of a day when I've used this method for an outcome. So see, she's using her visualization at the beginning of a day and creating a picture of her day, and then she validates it at the end of the day. And she continues, or maybe I should say, I create energy for the day ahead if I feel I need it. But most of the time, it's just natural. I can feel kind of bored talking with other people because of their short mindfulness. Thanks again, Haley. And I get what she's saying. I'm not saying I'm bored with people who don't do it. I just look at it as, hey, come on, look at this. You have it within you. It's something that's included. It doesn't mean it's always easy, because you can go and create your pictures until, you know, the cows come home. But if they're not happening, or they don't feel real, or it doesn't seem like it's working, or, you know, you're wondering, when am I going to get this thing? I keep seeing it. I want it. I can see myself in it. I visualize it. Well, that can be, you know, that can be a few things. And we're going to definitely get into that in this show. I have a whole list of items about that. But when you start to create from your vision and allow yourself that, you really make some amazing headway in your life. You really start to move ahead in terms of your consciousness and your conscious creating of pictures. So if you're consciously creating, meaning you're aware of it, that's a beautiful place to be working. So much of the time we create pictures unconsciously. It might be that you have, you know, a great big group of people you come from, and everybody's got their own pictures. And believe me, they do. We all have our own. And there might be a group picture that says, here, this is what we are, this is how we need to be. This is what it looks like when you're doing it right. You know, and doing what right? Being yourself, I guess, or living your life, or whatever it is you're doing. So there might be a group kind of agreement, you know, about what it's supposed to look like when you're living your life the proper way. The people who have been called the black sheep in the family throughout history have often been the ones who didn't line up to that picture. I mean, really, you could come from a family of artists and you're the black sheep in the family because you wanted to go become a lawyer. Or you could come from a family of doctors and nobody believes that being an artist is actually a worthy occupation or even one that people should pursue, and you want to become an artist. And if you can hold on to your picture and start to go in your direction and not make it about, you know, having to fight anybody else on it, but really holding true to your vision, then you have a much better chance of creating it. And it can be that hard sometimes when you have a vision and you're not sure how it's going to happen. And that's where we really get into a little bit of tricky stuff here with creating a vision. It's not that it's hard to create a vision, not at all. You can do it without even half trying. You can just immediately picture things that you'd like. You do it all the time. But sometimes it gets a little bit hard when you're trying to figure out, how do I make this real? I don't know how I'm going to get there. This is where you sometimes might get a little stuck. You start going into the fun part, which is the creating the pictures, like, oh boy, I can see myself doing that. I can see myself, you know, sitting behind that desk in my own business that I created and owned, and it's successful, and, you know, I have people working for me and all this stuff. You might have a vision like that. But then you get to the place where it's time to start moving in the direction of creating. And if you don't know how that's going to happen yet, it can kind of hold you back a little while you get stuck in the, how am I gonna do this? And that's where you get to work with some other kinds of tools. You are listening to Psychic Everyday Radio, and you're listening to skidrowstudios.com. I am Chris Cahill, coming to you live. And I have a phone number here, and I'd love to hear from you. My number is 1-800-893-9562. Now, if you are looking at your vision and you're getting stuck in the how am I going to do this? When's it going to happen? When are things going to come my way? When is that all going to break up and, you know, happen and fall at my feet or whatever? You might get stuck in the thinking about it, the trying to solve, you know, the worrying, the analyzing, all that stuff. I mean, we need to be able to do all that stuff except for the worrying part. We don't need to do that. We'll do it, but we don't need to. But all that thinking doesn't necessarily get you that much closer to your vision. It's the action combined with your spirit, and that's the part of you that's creating the vision, that's the spirit of you, and that's your clairvoyant ability, your ability to create a picture. By the way, yeah, if you've been listening to my show for a while, you know, because I talk about clairvoyance a lot, clairvoyance is located in your sixth chakra. This is right in the center of your head. This is the part of you that contains the ability to see energy clearly. And it has to do with your vision on all levels, physical and spiritual. And clairvoyance is very much a spiritual ability, but a very powerful one. So when you back up, out of the overthinking about it and wondering how it's going to happen and waiting for something out there to happen, and you start moving into the internal kind of creating the pictures and allowing for them, and then starting to line your energy up to that. Now, when you line your energy up, it means that you start to match to what it is you want. So let's say you want to be a singer. Let's say that's your goal. Just, you know, for a nice little clear goal, and you can see yourself as one, and you know, you've even taken classes and trained, or you practice, or you do sing. But you have a picture of where you want to take this, and you're not sure how you're going to get there. And if you keep putting all of your energy out into the world around you, so that you're waiting for it to kind of come to you, or you're waiting for your break, or you're waiting for someone to notice you, and you don't actually do anything about it, you know, that's where you start to line up your energy. It's the doing, whatever that doing is. The doing might be you take care of yourself. It might be that you spend more time doing things like, you know, working with your energy, meditating. It might be that you make sure that you're around people who validate your dream, your vision. It might be that you go to those classes, or you have a trainer, or you have a way that you can start to sing, that you have to actually do it. You have to, you know, have the nerve and take the steps. And I'm not saying go beyond where you feel comfortable right now with that process, but that's part of it. You've got to be patient with yourself too. Just because you create a vision doesn't mean it's going to pop into your lap overnight. But any vision worth having, any really great, beautiful, brilliant, big vision worth having is worth being patient about and working on and continuing to do the work. The key is to make sure it's your vision, your picture. So let's say you have that, you know, that continuing with that picture about you being a singer. And then one day you wake up and go, God, you know, I think I really want to learn how to play the drums. And instead of just being the singer, and you know, just being the singer is not just anything. That's big. But maybe someone told you when you were little that you had a really nice voice and you should be a singer. And maybe sometimes you were up on that stage, or, you know, playing with your band or doing something and always wanting to learn how to play the drums, but you didn't do it because you had the picture that I've got to be the singer. That's what I'm good at. I should be the singer. But meanwhile, your little heart is saying, hey, I want to play the drums. I want to go back. That looks like fun. I want to go do that. So this is just a small little example about how you could actually, even if it was a beautiful picture, have somebody else's picture in your space that might have helped you kind of not see something that's behind it. It could be true that you want to sing and play the drums, But you were holding off on part of that because you didn't think it was yours, that you could. Creating the picture. That's the biggest deal of all. You start to do that and create for yourself, and you have an amazing thing that starts to happen. It's easier to line your energy up to what it is you want. This is being psychic. Creating a picture that's truly you is clairvoyance. It's seeing yourself able to have something. You've over and over, you know, over the years heard different coaches for basketball teams and baseball teams and different people, you know, Olympic athletes, other kinds of athletes talk about how they would use their vision. They would visualize themselves playing their game and doing a great job. They would create the picture that they were winners, champions. And just by creating that picture, their energy started to line up to that picture. Now, the reverse is also true. If you have pictures about yourself or about your abilities that are negative, you're going to be lined up to that as well. If you have an invalidation picture, one that says somehow you're not good enough at what you're doing, or that you don't know what you're doing and somebody else should do it, or that you're never going to get this thing, I'm never going to figure out how to do this. You know, if you have those negative pictures, that's like, you know, telling yourself over and over, forget it, stop trying now, you can't do it. And it's when you become conscious of which pictures you're working from, which ones you're using, then it becomes easier for you to create a conscious future. What a beautiful thing. I am Chris Cahill, and you're listening to Psychic Everyday Radio at skidrowstudios.com. And I am going to be giving some readings tonight, people, so give me a call. My number is 1-800-893-9562. Just a reminder, if you go to livestream.com, you can see my show right now streaming live, and look for skidrowstudios.com at livestream. You can have a free account there, and then you can watch us when we do our shows. Wahoo, I'm waving at you now. So back to clairvoyance, creating a vision, creating a new vision. People kind of get scared of the word clairvoyance. They don't realize how human it is. It is. It's just a human ability and a really brilliant one. And we are living in a time of clairvoyance. That's where the planet is right now. And here's how you know that. Oh gosh, we have smartphones and iPads and cameras on every corner and people filming everything all the time. And the ability for anybody, anywhere with just a little smartphone to make a little, you know, video and load it up on YouTube and then the whole world can watch it. That's clairvoyance. It's awesome. And you can use this ability to create your own life. I have a caller. I'd like to give a reading. Welcome, caller. You're live.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, who is this?
This is Sandy in Chicago.
Sandy, welcome. Nice to hear your voice. Thanks for listening and for calling in.
You too, and thanks for your wonderful show.
Oh, thank you. I'm just so happy that you're listening. It's great. Thanks.
Every week.
Right on.
Getting a lot out of it, so thank you.
I'm so glad. Well, what can I do for you? Do you have a question? Want me to give you a reading?
I'd like a reading. What is my vision? What am I creating? Am I getting clearer? What's my energy around that?
I'll take a look at the energy of you creating your vision right now.
Okay.
And I see this picture of you. It's a picture of you being in the middle of what looks like a lot of energy happening around you, but it looks like what you do is that you try to, and this looks like you meditating. Looks like you close your eyes and you, even though it's been kind of a whirlwind, or at first when I started looking at it, it looked like you were in the middle of the Sahara in the middle of a sandstorm. And then you closed your eyes and the sand blew away. It just kind of, it went off to the sides. Like it kind of went to the background, became less important.
Mm-hmm.
And so I see you meditating, and then this other picture came up right away, and this is really fun to look at. And I mean, I don't know if you know this, but we don't have fireflies in Los Angeles. They are not west of the Mississippi. And it's really, it's one thing I didn't know before I signed up to come on out here. I'm like, what? There's no lightning bugs in California? Rip off. You know, and yeah. I really wanted them. But that's the other part of this picture is you holding a little jar of these beautiful, it looks like you're going to release them afterwards. So don't anybody get mad out there. But the picture is you're holding a jar of lightning, of these little fireflies that are glowing, that are lighting up and then dimming and lighting up and dimming. And it looks like what you're doing now with creating your vision is you're getting these little lights that go on and then they go off, but they go back on again. And it looks like the more you, because you're creating something new, it's very green. And, you know, it's like, you know how that really cool fluorescent green that fireflies have? Yeah. And it's this brilliant green. And it looks like you're, as you're holding them in this jar, you're putting the jar right in front of your sixth chakra, like right in front of your third eye, you know, against your forehead, and holding it up there, and kind of, it looks like what you're trying to do is get this to make it real. There's something about making your, I see you're trying to kind of get your sixth chakra to match to this beautiful vision you see. And mm-hmm. it's an interesting thing because it looks like what you are doing in the process is by starting to match your sixth chakra to the picture. It's, oh, this is what it is. It looks like it's a growth period about understanding that your sixth chakra is about creating a vision. So it's not just about knowing you have one or center of head or neutrality or any of that, but it's about starting to get that, oh yeah, this is what this is for. This is what I can do with it. Mm-hmm. And this is you as a being. So I see you, and it looks playful. It looks like really beautiful because it looks like you're, by using these fireflies, there's this beautiful green, it's just fun. It's like playing with something. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And so it looks like when you step out, and it also looks like when you step away from all the sand, like, and this looks like in the meditation, then everything becomes stiller and calmer and it becomes easier to create that picture. And then it looks like when you put that all down and come back to, you know, your regular everyday busyness and life, that it's there, but in the background, but you have more of an awareness now that it is there, that you can call on it. So looks like the big growth period you're in has to do with understanding this for yourself, that it's not, there's no need to panic. Like, you're not losing your vision. It looks like you're going through a time of a lot of activity inside and creating your vision. So there's a lot of stuff happening.
That's very cool. That's very cool. Interesting, too, because there was a number of years ago, I wrote a poem about fireflies.
Oh.
And it actually, at the time, it had sort of a different meaning for me in trying to kind of handle some mental illness that I had.
Right.
But I like this evolution of it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's great. Yeah, it's creating a new picture of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like the fireflies are helping you, or the firefly imagery.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful.
Cool. Thank you, Chris. Thank you very much.
Sandy, thank you so much. Thanks for listening and for calling. Enjoy.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night. Now, I'm so glad that that came up and with that last call about poetry and about art, because that is one of the ways we develop our visions. We create vision with creating. You might not know what the heck your vision is, but you might just have this urge to create something. You know, this, even when you're a little kid, I remember, you know, ever since I could remember, we were always making stuff at my house. When my mom is an artist, we were always making things with, you know, clay or gluing noodles on plates and then painting them or, you know, putting all kinds of junk together. And it was the best fun. It was the best fun of all. But it helped me see from doing that, even if I didn't know what the thing was going to turn out to look like, but that I could make something. And that was always, there was always permission to do that. You can make something. And that's the picture. You start to get, you start to refine your own picture about what you want to make, how you want to create. I have another caller here. Hi, you're live. Hello there. Hello, would you like a reading? Am I a little bit too soon here with the call? Oh, looks like we lost him. Oh, well. Call back if that was you. I'm sorry. We lost you somehow. Call on back. Everyone, you're listening to Psychic Everyday Radio. It's skidrowstudios.com, real radio on the internet. I'm Chris Cahill, and I'm talking about creating a vision, and I'd love to hear from you. Our number is 800-893-9562. Now is the time, right now, this time in history, and I can't think of a time that it wasn't the time to do it, but this is a pretty big time for this. It's a time to create a new vision. And as you can see, that's what's happening all over the planet. Individuals are creating new visions for themselves. Women are creating new vision for women. Men are creating a new vision for men. And it's not that it's a cohesive, unified vision all across the board here, but everyone's creating a new picture. What was is falling away. The old pictures are really kind of falling apart. And a lot of people think that's bad, but I don't. Because what's falling apart generally are the old structures that we finished with. We already, you know, lived through them and had them. And maybe we get to create new structures or new, maybe a more nice way of being to each other, or a kinder way of living on our planet. You know, these are all visions and pictures. Perhaps a planet where it's not constant, nonstop war. How's that? So how about a vision for your own life moving into what's happening here on planet Earth? And you know, when you create your vision and you start to follow your own vision through, the one for you, because you really don't have control over making somebody else's vision for them. But when you start to do that for you, you actually affect a lot of people. And that can be very, very powerful too. You might have other people who like your vision so much that they want to put their energy into it too. They want to go along with it. They agree with you. I have another caller. Hi there.
Hi, Chris.
You are live. Who's this?
This is Christine.
Why, hi, Christine. Welcome.
Hi. I was the dropped call.
Oh, yeah. Well, you weren't there. Maybe we didn't wait long enough to pick you up. I don't know. No, stuff happens.
It might have been the hills, but
yeah,
so be it.
The hills.
Hi.
The hills are alive. Well, thank you. Thanks for calling in. Do you have a comment or would you like a reading?
I'm open. I'm just, you know, no questions. I'm just here for, to greet whatever you see.
Excellent. I'm going to take a look at your present time creating a vision, just what comes up as I do that.
Okay.
And the picture I see right away is this, the picture is that you came home from some big party with a great big brown paper bag that you won in a raffle. It was kind of like it was the door prize. And it's this brown paper bag full of all these things. And you're standing at your kitchen counter and it was really, you know, really exciting at first. Like, oh, I won the bag. And it's like all this stuff in it. And I see you standing at your counter and you're pulling things out of this bag one at a time. And a lot of the things you pull out, you look at them and at first you're like, oh, that's nice, but yeah, I don't really want that. I'm going to give it to so-and-so. It's like almost everything you pull out of the bag, you want to give away because you're realizing that it's not that it's negative. It's not that it's positive. It's just simply not you. And it looks like you came away from this group event where with a whole bag of stuff. And then you start to look at everything close up when you're away from everybody, so it's easier to. And you realize that there's not much in here that you really, some things you realize you would have wanted these things a year ago or even 6 months ago. You would have really want, like, you're like, wow, that's really cool. But I don't need any more stuff and I don't have any space for it. The one thing I see you keeping is this bright red little, it's like a little wind up toy, but it's really beautiful. It looks like you wind it up. And it actually, the picture is, it's like a, almost, this makes no sense and it's hilarious, but the picture is, it's like a bright red Venus de Milo. It's like this, the sculpture, but when you wind her up, she rolls. It's like this picture of the sculpture. It's just like a little tiny wind-up doll. Like you'd have like a little tiny wind-up ducky, but it's this sculpture and it's this very feminine imagery. It's very female, kind of vision, and the color red, and the it's like this passionate color, and it's very beautiful. But I see it's like it plays music and it rolls, like it's graceful. It's very neat. Mm-hmm. So what I see is this picture of you being very conscious about what you're gonna keep that was given to you, and what you're going to decide you don't want. And this one you're keeping because it's you know, amusing and inspiring, and you like it.
Mm-hmm.
It's very silly, but it's a fun picture because it does look like you're part of your growth period right now with whatever you're working on and whatever you're creating. You're being very conscious about what you're letting go of. Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, no, it all makes sense, actually. Believe it or not, a lot of the key words that you mentioned, the greeting of feminine energy, mm-hmm. red being the color, a lot of passion, gracefulness, and playing music, all of that are, you know, it's spot on, Chris.
Well, and that's where you're working right now, and it looks like it has to do with you getting your vision refined and realizing you don't need to hold on to the whole bag.
Well, beautiful. I appreciate your time, and, you know, I love what you do.
Well, thank you. Thanks so much for listening and for calling. Have a
all
good
right,
night.
Be well.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
Hey, everyone. I'm Chris Cahill, and you're listening to PsychicEveryday.com. I mean, Psychic Every Day at SkidRowStudios.com. This is Real Radio on the Internet. And I'm having a fun show tonight about creating a vision. I will be giving some more calls or some more readings to callers. And I want to continue with talking about art, your life being art. Because it is, you get that vision going for yourself, your own life, and you start to own it more completely for you, and you are creating art. You're doing something that nobody else can do because your life is your one-of-a-kind artwork. And if you are matching your life to somebody else's vision, or if you have an unconscious vision, it might be that you're not conscious of some of the energy in your space about what kind of life you should lead. And that can be a little tough. You know, you're trying to have a certain kind of life, thinking it has to look a certain way, but it never feels right. So I've made a little list here of ways you can check and see, like, what's going on with your vision. This isn't by no means a complete list, nor is it intended to take over where, you know, you might know better with your own intuition and your own feeling about things. But it's more about a guideline or to kind of help you find your permission. So here's some tips on having your own vision and just some little suggestions from your friendly neighborhood radio psychic here. First of all, be honest. Be honest with yourself. Is your vision yours? So the vision you have for your life, how you see your role or what you're doing or what you're creating or how you can be or whatever it is you're working on, is it yours? Is it really yours? Or is it one you adopted and think you should have? So if you're thinking you should have it instead of the vision you really want, then you're thinking, not seeing, and not being. So if you're in the thinking part of you, and believe me, I'm not anti-thinking. I'm just talking about overthinking, where you go in and you try to solve something, and I'm going to think this thing into existence. Good luck with that. So if you're overthinking over and over and over, and you're not getting anywhere, it could be that actually you've got somebody else's energy that's sitting right in the way. They might not be trying to get in your way or hurt you. They might be trying to help you or heal you, or, you know, it might be that you've been reading a million experts out there and reading everybody's advice, and including mine. Please don't do that. Read it and then figure out what yours is. And that's, you know, that's kind of a way to go. And here's a couple ways that you might be able to see for yourself if it is your vision. If you have been sitting with something that you see that you really want and you feel it. When you look at it, you just feel it. It feels right to you, or you get excited, or you might really want it. You just feel a lot of desire to have this particular outcome. You might feel really nervous about it too. You know, it could be that you want that great big career you've been looking at, that vision you've had, but it makes you nervous because perhaps you're not ready to have that much attention yet or that much stuff coming in yet, but you know you want it. If you feel bored when you look at this vision, there's a pretty good chance it's probably not yours, or it's not in present time with you. In other words, you might have wanted this thing at one time and you no longer do. And here's another little tip. Are other people trying to create a vision for you? So have other people been saying to you, wow, you really should do this. You really should do that. No, maybe they are helping you. Maybe they're helping you see that, you know, what they see, which is that you're brilliant and talented and you should go create this thing or that thing, because they see that that's what you could do. But it still has to come down to you. Do you want to create this thing or that thing? Do you want to have that? And that would be you creating the picture. That's you using your clairvoyance. A couple of ways that you can help yourself. You heard me talk to one of the callers tonight about meditating. And I clearly saw that actually she was able to step out of the storm when she was sitting in meditation. It was easier for her to create her own new pictures. This is a really good idea. If you are able to give yourself time and you take that time or make the time, commit to a meditation time for yourself, however you do that. But give yourself time away from all the constant busyness and the, you know, the Facebook and the email and the tweeting and all the stuff we all do every day. Take time to just simply be and to be with yourself and to ground yourself and to let go of all the energy that kind of builds up or gets in the way of you seeing clearly. Because clairvoyance, your sixth chakra, your ability to see, it gets cloudy sometimes. It gets full of other energies. And that doesn't mean it doesn't work. It just means it's got other energies in the way. If you would like to get a reading about your vision for yourself or your life, you've got about another 13 minutes here, or less actually. Yep, less. The number is 1-800-893-9562. I am Chris Cahill, and I'm coming to you live tonight, Wednesday, July 10th, with a beautiful show, if I do say so myself, about creating a vision. Now back to it. You know, I already said it once, and I probably said it a few times, your life is your art. It's honestly the way that you create and move forward starts with that vision, what you see as possible, and how you want to create too. It might be that your vision hasn't been about career so much or about your art. It might be that your vision has been about you creating healing for yourself, about feeling well, about how you can live and be happy within your own space and your own self every day. It might be that you're creating a vision for yourself about how you have your emotions, your feelings about everything, or how you own that. It could be that you're looking at your body and how you are in your body and how you feel about your body or actually see your own body. We get such distorted pictures and imagery all the time about what our bodies are and how they should be and what they're not, and what they're missing. And we often come at it from kind of a negative. And when you start to create the vision for yourself that actually I'm really well just as I am, I'm great just as I am, and you work with that, it's very healing for you. I do have another caller here I'd like to take. Welcome.
Oh, hi, Chris. This is Catherine.
Catherine, hi there. Nice to hear your voice. Welcome. How are you doing?
Okay.
Well, all right then.
But I've been enjoying the show.
Well, thanks. Would you have a comment or would you like a reading? Because I could...
A little mini reading, sure. You're talking about, you know, vision, and I feel like my vision is completely clouded. And I've become very, very dull, and I just see what's in front of me, and I just need to get that done, and it's, so I would like to, you know, just look at that and...
Beautiful.
See what's going on.
And I'm seeing the picture that I know you already see, which is the blinders, you know, like on the horse pulling the cart, and that's the picture is the funny thing is that they started making the cart prettier and putting, you know, flowers on your harness and painted the cart a really pretty color, and you know, tried to, even though it's just as heavy, it actually got heavier, but trying to make it look like it's not as heavy. It's sort of like the horse is getting a lot of tricks played on it, is what it looks like. But the horse is going, wait, because the horse is experiencing the heaviness. Excuse me one second. I am sitting here choking at this. It's hilarious. Oh. It's like I'm hitting something with this too. It's very fun. And what you're doing is you're moving, you the being are looking at moving yourself forward without this cart. And it looks like that's part of this is you're getting stuck in, I have to pull the cart. I have to pull the cart. And when I look at the cart, go ahead. You have a comment?
I was going to say, it's so interesting that you're seeing the horse, because just this last few days, my job, I got even more responsibility. And I'm thinking, so I'm just the workhorse. I'm just the workhorse. I'll just keep working until I just collapse and roll down the hill in the mud. And then so when you said the horse, I'm like, okay.
I know. And I'm telling you, I was totally, my throat was completely fine until I started looking this. So I know I have a match. It's beautiful. What I see is, that's the picture, is the horse is being told that it's getting a raise or that it's getting a promotion. The horse is like, I don't care. This is still too heavy. It's just still too much for me to carry. And that's the picture. When I look at what's in the cart, because this is kind of the key here, what you're holding on to.
Okay.
Because it's not just the workload that was dumped. I see all the workload that was dumped in the cart. But it looks like it's the bottom of the cart. It's a bottomless cart. The cart doesn't have a bottom. Everything keeps falling through. And it looks like the horse keeps pulling the cart, but there's this whole bunch of stuff like behind on the... It looks like the horse looks back and goes, oh no, a horse becomes responsible for the cart. And that's the funny thing. The picture is you being responsible for the cart.
Right.
When it's not even your cart... And it's not even, you know, you're not the one who made the rules about this. It's
right.
You being, feeling like, and I also see that as this picture, the horse is on a track that has to keep going around and around. So that's what the other part of it is, that it looks like this. Now, I know this is probably really depressing, so I'm going to get off this track and actually read the picture. Sorry about that. But that's the picture, is like it just keeps going around and around and around. And I wanted to get to the bottom of it. And I look at the bottom of the cart and the agreement that's sitting in the bottom, and it keeps getting, the picture is that whoever put the agreement in there is saying, don't worry about this. You don't have to look at this. This is, no. This is just like, you know, what it's written on every cart. It's okay. You don't have to look at it. But when I look at it, you know, it's just like one of those. And when I look at it, and it's like this really innocuous little being, actually he looks like Rich. What is that little, the Monopoly guy, you know, the Monopoly game, the rich man.
Yeah.
He looks like him. Is this little being. And so when I look at the agreement looks like something you signed onto, and it looks generational. So it's like your generation, my generation, you know, the one after us, the one before, but it looks like it's the agreement that's getting totally kind of dismantled now, even though it appears to have gotten worse for people. But this is bigger than you or me. It's this bigger picture. And it's kind of some of the stuff I was talking about earlier in the show about how what we're doing is creating a new vision. And it looks like this thing has been sitting smack dab in your vision. And you clear it out from time to time. And it looks like, you know, there's an anxiety that happens in your space when you get caught up in trying to empty the cart. So it looks like this picture, this vision is this agreement. And when I see you stepping out of it, just to kind of pick this up a little, when I see you stepping out of that agreement, the picture I see is getting neutrality with unfinished things. You know, having neutrality with letting go of responsibility or with unfinished things that you might get caught in.
Well, I did tap on it. I was walking home. I was thinking, hey, what if I just don't do a good job?
Right.
You know, I mean, not deliberately, but just, instead of thinking I've got to, you know, perform and get everything done, what if I just do what is humanly possible? And if it's not a good job,
right?
Either they'll blame me or they'll make a change. But either way, and it was a little bit of that, like, Wow, that never occurred to me.
Right. Well, I have something to validate that. Something I read right before coming in to do my show tonight was the history of how Blazing Saddles was made. You know, Mel Brooks' film, Blazing Saddles. And that when Madeline Kahn was auditioning for the role, she was already attached to another film. And she got fired from that film and was able to, you know, join Blazing Saddles. And I think it was... I can't remember who it was that was part of that film, some very famous movie actress who said that she always believed that Madeline Kahn started doing a bad job on that film so she could get fired and get full pay while also doing Blazing Saddles. And I thought, well, if that was her tactic, I don't know if it was true or not, but that's in the history. It's like in the gossip. I thought, that's very funny. Good for her. She did a bad job so she could get paid for two films and get the one she really wanted. Hey, that's a pretty, that's a pretty capable being. Anyway, Catherine, thank you so much. Thanks for listening and for calling.
Thank you. I enjoyed it. Thank you.
I'll talk to you again. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, everyone. I am Chris Cahill. You're listening to the last few minutes of Psychic Every Day live tonight at SkidRowStudios.com in downtown Los Angeles. And I am coming to you here every Wednesday from 7 until 8 o'clock Pacific time with a different theme every week. And like I mentioned at the beginning of the show, my theme for the whole month of July has to do with creating the future. So if you want to hear last week's show, which was about you predicting your own future, you can go to my archives here at Skid Row Studios. And you can also go to iTunes and subscribe to my podcast for free. And that would be Psychic Every Day, the podcast on iTunes. I have one more caller that it looks like I can just do a quick little, tiny little minute reading. That's all I have time for. Hi, welcome. You're live.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. What's your name?
It's Jay.
Jay, I have about half a minute here. What can I do for you? Have you been listening to the show tonight?
I have, and I can relate so much to the person that just called.
Oh, do you have a similar one? Similar picture?
Yes, I do. And I'm trying to paint a picture of just a new picture for me, and it's just constantly
getting daunted. Getting covered over? Well, let me go in and read that really quickly, because I literally have, like, not even 3 minutes left in my show. But what I'm looking at, and because I saw it right away when you said you had a match with the person I just spoke with, the picture I'm seeing is you've got a similar one, which is this picture of you feeling like you are responsible for kind of holding up this thing that was given to you. And I see it as being patriarchal. It's very male. It's kind of like the rules about what you're supposed to do. And even though you don't agree with those rules in theory, there's still that energy in your space. It's been kind of like a drudge in your space. I just see it as being very dark and painful. It's not your energy. It's not you being wrong. And when I look at you, because I'm honestly, I call earlier in the show next time, I'll give you a longer reading. But when I look at you releasing this or starting to get through it, one of the pictures I see is immediately just like looking at yourself instead. Instead of looking at what you think you're supposed to do to solve this, looking to yourself and starting to get to know that who you are and also to love who you are. And that's a big one.
Yeah, it's tough.
It's your work. That's what you're here for. So that's why you're having a hard time. And you can do it. You can do it. But thank you. Thank you, Jay. I gotta hang up and say goodnight to everybody.
Okay.
Thanks for calling and for listening.
Okay, bye.
Oh, thank you all so much, everybody. It really was fun to do the show tonight. Thank you to Mindy in the booth and to Jeremy, who just got here. Thank you. And to Skid Row Studios. Thanks, everyone, for listening and for calling. You can find my podcast, as I was mentioning, on iTunes. It is free to subscribe. You can find me at chriscahill.com, also at psychiceveryday.com. I have all these .coms. And you can also subscribe to my free weekly newsletter if you want to know what's happening that week. I have little signups on the front of my website, so go there and do that. And thank you so much for you know, the calling and all the rest of it and the people who've been leaving me some lovely reviews. Thank you. So have a great week. And why not start to create a new vision for yourself this week? Give yourself permission to do that if you haven't been already. All right. Bye-bye. See you again.